Okay. So what made or inspired you to enter the field of law enforcement?
Pause it just for a second. Let me turn that around. I got interested in law enforcement in a very unique way. I ended up meeting an officer and becoming friends with him, and kind of just started just seeing what law enforcement was about. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was looking at my life and where I wanted to go. I had no plans to do anything, and so I did something similar to what you did, just come down, find out what was going on, got interested in law enforcement, and was able to join the department as a volunteer back then and actually do police work. So that's how I got interested in it.
How old were you?
I was actually 20 when I got interested in law enforcement, and as soon as I turned 21, I applied and got hired on as a volunteer at that time.
Can you describe the most memorable day on the job since you've been here?
Yeah, and it's a sad story, but we had a 15-year-old girl turn up missing from Durango. And we had spent, myself and several other investigators, had spent almost 9 years looking for her. And I ended up becoming friends with the mother. I spent hundreds and hundreds of hours looking for her. I even went to Arizona because we had a guy who confessed to killing her. And so we went down. And we ended up 8.5 years after she turned up missing, we found her remains. And so we were able to put closure to the family, to the case. And I had to, after 7 years, go in and testify in court that she was presumed dead because of the estate needed to settle her estate. And I had to go and testify in court that she was probably dead without no evidence that she was dead. Wow. And then 1.5 years later, we ended up finding her remains. But it was a lot of work, a lot of emotions, you know, trying to find a 15-year-old girl that just turned up missing one day. So,
this might tie into that. What has been the most challenging thing that you've gone through in this job?
Most challenging. Ryan, with my career, and I would probably venture to say with almost any law enforcement officer's career, the challenges on one day may not be the same challenges the next day. Mm-hmm. I was in investigations for several years, so trying to arrest drug dealers was challenging because we're bound by Constitution and we can't do certain things. And you have people come in saying, I know he's a drug dealer, but we can't prove it. And we just can't go into people's homes and mm-hmm. do other things. And we have restrictions on that. Those were challenging, especially on that side where you know people are doing things wrong and hurting the community, and you really can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Other challenging things have been personally, you know, my personal life. I mean, it took up a lot of time and had a at times a very detrimental impact to my family. I ended up canceling vacations for the job. I ended up not showing up at events for my kids because of the job. And looking back at it, which is more important. And, you know, sometimes the job was more important, but I should have probably spent more time with my family.
Yeah.
And made them more of a priority. Not getting in my education like I should have. I should have went to college and got my college education. That would have been one of the hurdles through trying to get promotions and understanding concepts better, that I think college would have prepared me more versus 32 years of on-the-job training.
Yeah.
I'm finally there probably after a four-year degree would have got me there after 4 years versus all these years of on-the-job.
So if you could go back, would you change it?
I would go back and get my career. I keep wanting to get my degree now, But now my job is so involved for me to have the time to go get it. So my one recommendation to anybody is go to college and get a degree. Get a degree in something that you can use with any career. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, you know, managing a restaurant, being a CEO, working in a parts counter, being a police officer. Get a degree in something that you can use across the board. Because just the process of getting the education is an education.
Mm-hmm. What has been your greatest accomplishment?
Ooh. I guess getting professionally, getting promoted to captain. That's probably my biggest accomplishment as far as my career. I have, put a lot of bad people in prison. I have,